Hello, and welcome to episode 54 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on January 19th, 2013. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I'm your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Happy New Year, everyone!
And what a busy start to the new year it's been, eh, Miss Mel?
I know, between the laundry, the dishes, the kids' piano and dance lessons, and our day jobs.
Yes, 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 but I'm talking about the work we've been doing on the stories that'll be coming out this year as fully illustrated ebooks on the Flying Books app.
Ooh, that's right! Currently, we're working with another talented illustrator to bring our next ebook to life.
Should we tell them which one it is, Miss Mel?
Well, okay. Our next ebook is going to be the very first story we ever wrote and recorded for Nightlight Stories. Do you know which one? It's Mojo and the Magic Couch!
Yes!
We can't wait until it's finished so we can share it with all of you. Mr. Chris, did you know that we have 6 previous stories featuring Mojo?
Really? 6?
Yes!
Well, now we have 7. As you listen to the story, consider the following.
When you're going on a trip, what sort of things do you bring with you? Mojo Makes the Most of It by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Mojo heard the pull of the zipper from his carrier, and he wondered where his mother was taking him. Were they taking a trip to see his cousins? Maybe they were going to the park to take a walk. Whenever he went into the car, his parents always ended up taking him someplace interesting. He bolted up the stairs to investigate the situation. In his parents' bedroom, he found 2 pieces of luggage splayed open on the bed. Claw over claw, Mojo pulled himself up the silky bedspread. Once at the top, he bounced himself into one of the bags and took a tumble in his father's tuxedo shirt. With the scoop of one hand, Mojo's father picked him out of his sleeve. He gently placed him in his carrier. Mojo was surprised to find his chewing star and toy chicken resting in one corner near his green sleeping bag. With all of his favorite things in place, Mojo decided wherever they were headed that it was going to be a fun trip. The motion of the car made Mojo's eyes feel heavy. Fighting off sleep, he tried to imagine all the fun he'd be having once they arrived at their destination. Would there be watermelon lollipops? Maybe there would be raisin-flavored smoothies to tickle his taste buds. Mojo drifted off into a dreamland of delicious delicacies. The lurching of a car to a halt shook him from his slumber. They were there! Suddenly, the door opened and a wave of fresh air rushed in. Mojo strained to see out of the mesh opening at the top of his carrier. He spied clouds, birds, and treetops, but couldn't see where he was headed. The swaying of the carrier made it difficult to hold still long enough to get a clear look. Mojo stole glances whenever he could, but no matter how hard he strained, he couldn't make out where he was headed. It took the familiar ringing of the front door hitting the bell as it swung open for Mojo to realize where he was. An assortment of scents attacked his nose. A mix of dog dander, kitty litter, birdseed, and medicine washed over him. He was at his veterinarian's office. But why would he be there? His ears weren't itchy. His stomach felt fine. He didn't think it was time for shots. And why would he have all of his favorite stuff with him to come to the vet's office? Things just didn't seem to be adding up. In a flash, he was out of his carrier and being cradled in his mother's arms. To his surprise, Mojo spotted his father setting down his cage on the front counter. Why would his father be bringing his cage to the vet's office? His mother rubbed his ears and softly sang a sweet tune. Then he heard them whisper, "See you soon, buddy," and "Have fun," as he was passed to one of the veterinarian's technicians. "Don't worry about a thing. He'll be fine. We'll have a blast together," the vet tech said. Mojo's heart stopped. Wait, what? He wasn't going on the trip? He was going to be left here at the vet clinic? Panic gripped him. His body convulsed as he attempted to wriggle away. He didn't want to be left at the clinic. He wanted to go with his parents. He writhed and flailed, but it was no use. This vet tech had practiced wrestling Dobermans. One tiny ferret wasn't going to break her grasp. When the door closed behind his parents, he gave up, falling limp in her arms. All the fight had left him. His heart sank as the tech placed him in his cage, along with all the things from his carrier. He clambered up into his hammock as she lifted the cage and brought it into the back room. Other cages lined the walls, filled with abandoned animals. There was a beagle in a corner kennel, howling in despair. A gray tomcat was moaning a meow that sounded like a plea of desperation. The constant whir of a gerbil in a wheel, spinning round and round, echoed off the walls. The vet tech placed Mojo's cage high above the rest, on a shelf near the ceiling. "You'll be safe up here, little guy," she assured him before walking out of the room, closing the door behind her. This wasn't how vacation was supposed to be. Where was the frolicking in the sun? Who would be serving him fruit-filled smoothies? What type of fun adventures was he missing out on? When would his parents be back to get him? Mojo flopped out of his hammock and buried his entire body in his sleeping bag. His throat ached as he fought back tears, and a whimper came fluttering out. This was, quite possibly, the worst day of his life. With his parents gone, he had no one to play with. Or did he? Mojo tunneled his way to daylight and peeked his nose out of his cage. There was the dog, the cat, and the gerbil, who might be fun playmates. What did he have to lose in trying? Scampering over to the corner, Mojo huddled over his toy chicken and scooted it to the edge of the cage. Like a center ready to hike a football, Mojo looked between his legs and lined up his shot. Then, in one quick motion, he launched the toy chicken. It took flight, arching through the space between the bars of his cage, soaring through the air, and landing a direct hit on the target. The chicken bounced off the dog's nose and landed in the water bowl nearby with a kersplash. The dog stopped his howling in surprise. At first, Mojo thought the startled dog might be angry. Instead, he barked a gleeful yelp and retrieved the submerged chicken. The dog placed the chicken at the end of the cage and, tail wagging, picked up a bone resting on his bed. Carefully, he placed it on the edge of his water bowl. The bone looked like a seesaw with one end on the floor and the other pointing upward toward the cat's cage. Then he placed the chicken on the end of the bone that was on the floor. With a quick nudge of his muzzle, the dog lined up his shot. Then he stomped on the bone, shooting the chicken out like a rocket. Water splashed everywhere, showering the dog in his kennel. Like a super chicken, the toy flew across the room and into the cat's cage. The beak hit the ground and bounced once, hitting the cat square in the butt. The cat screeched in shock, turning to see the foul play. For a moment, it looked like the cat would simply bury the chicken in a tomb of kitty litter. Instead, the cat batted it around with her two front paws. The chicken ricocheted off the cage walls, tangling itself around a loosely balled heap of yarn. The cat rolled it around some more for good measure, and once completely entwined, lined the mess up near the front of her cage. With a simple flick of her back paws, she sent the chicken sailing into the air. It landed on the outside of the gerbil's wheel. The yarn caught hold in an instant, snagging on the axle. Like a turbine, the wheel spun the yarn, pulling a long strand from the cat's cage. The gerbil, none the wiser to his newest addition, never ceased his marathon march. The yarn wrapped around the wheel, tightening and stretching with each rotation. Then, with a pop, the chicken was spit like a wet ball of paper blown out of the end of a straw. The chicken and its tail of yarn rocketed towards Mojo. With a leap, he nabbed it out of thin air, like an outfielder catching a pop fly. The dog yipped with excitement, and the cat purred her approval, while the gerbil kept right on running. Mojo turned around and started the entire sequence over. The chicken went to the dog, who sent it to the cat, who flung it to the gerbil, who unknowingly sent it back home to Mojo. They repeated the process over and over again, mixing up the order every once in a while, creating a masterful web of yarn that stretched across the entire room. Busy playing catch and having fun, Mojo forgot that he wasn't on vacation with his parents. Dukes of happiness replaced his whimpers. Not only was he happy, but he noticed that his roommates weren't woeful any longer either. Before he knew it, the moon was rising in the sky. Mojo supposed that time just flew when you were having fun launching chickens, especially with new friends. He pulled a bundle of yarn into his sleeping bag to make a makeshift pillow. He was about to turn in for the night when the door to the room swung open. The vet tech backed in carrying a tray of water bowls in her hands. "I bet you guys are thirsty," she said as she began to turn around. Her foot tripped over a taut piece of yarn, and she tumbled backward into the web. The tray went flying out of her hands, sending water exploding upward like a geyser. Her backside landed in the tangled web. She twisted and turned for a moment, trying to get herself free from the cluster of yarn, when the water fell down on top of her. Dripping wet, the vet tech laughed. "What did you guys do in here while I was gone?" Mojo was glad she wasn't hurt. Moreover, he was glad she wasn't mad. They hadn't meant to make the mess. They just wanted to make the most out of their current situation. Drying herself off with some paper towels, the vet tech said, "Tell you what, I'll leave the yarn for now, but when your families come to get you all tomorrow, I'll have to take down your masterpiece. Deal?" With that, the vet tech left the room, only to return a few moments later with more water. This time, she gingerly stepped through the interweaving maze, careful not to get herself entangled, and placed the water. Mojo sucked a few drops from his bottle, nibbled on a few raisins the vet tech had left as a snack, and then curled up in his sleeping bag. As he drifted off to sleep, he thought of all the fun he had throughout the day with his new friends. His last thought before falling asleep was to wonder what sort of games he'd play with his friends in the morning. The next day, Mojo awoke to the familiar sound of his carrier being unzipped. Crawling out of his sleeping bag, Mojo spotted a familiar face. There was his mom, reaching in to lift him for a kiss on the nose. "I heard you were a little rascal while we were at the wedding last night." Mojo scampered up his mother's arm to perch on her shoulder. He couldn't believe she was back so soon. There was so much more he wanted to explore today. He had hoped to fling his chewing star around the room like a hockey puck or a discus. Then he noticed that his new friends were missing from their cages, and all the yarn had been cleaned up. The vet tech entered holding a clipboard with some papers. "You're the last one to go home today, Mojo. Just in time, too. I've got a new batch of guests coming in to our mini hotel for pets." Mojo darted down his mother's arm and buried his head into his sleeping bag, quickly locating the object he was looking for. As his mother signed some papers, Mojo pushed and pulled at the thing until he got it just where he wanted it. Satisfied it wasn't going to move and that it would be easily detectable, Mojo came to the front of his cage, ready to go home. "You're all set," the vet tech told his mom. "Bye, Mojo. Come back and visit with us again." Mojo climbed into his carrier, hoping he would get to come back. At first, he thought the place was going to be boring. Having friends to play with and using a little creativity made all the difference. His mother picked him up and placed him in his carrier. The vet tech picked up the cage and carried it to the door. On the way out, Mojo gave one last peek into the room. There, in the corner, was the object he had left for the next group of visitors. The bundle of yarn he had used as his pillow rested within easy reach of any animal in a cage that was placed there. He just hoped whoever was next would have something like a toy chicken to help make it fly. We hope you enjoyed the story. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Mateo of Maine, Lily of West Virginia, Thomas of Wisconsin, Zoe of Virginia, Heidi of South Dakota, Jeanette of New Jersey, Ashley, Joseph, and Cheyenne. We hope your days sparkled. You heard us mention it before the story. Dragonfly, Dragonfly, Show Us the Way is now a fully illustrated ebook available as an in-app purchase on the Flying Books. The Flying Books app is free, and you can download it at bit.ly/flyingbooks. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.